I can go ahead, yeah. Right. Finish it, don't wait for you. Of course, potatoes. You cook potatoes, you eat it, you slice it. Of course, I don't know. The question is, if you want mashed potatoes, what do you do? According to some rabbis, still I don't know. According to some rabbis, it is a shortcut. Of course, I prefer shortcut. As Hamavadia, my opinions would be, I don't know, as Malan Hashanah. Never good. Whenever there is a machloket, even if Moran is on one side, others they say differently. We follow the rule of subjective effort like him, and we say in Shekhar. The question is another thing. When you take potatoes, you make French fries, you make potato chips, one thing, and these are deen, the bunch of Bulobi Moshke. Something that you take cake, take something that you dip it in, a drink, you have to set to make an itirat yadayim. Of course, we don't do it only on that pesa. When we take the kapas, we put it in salt water. Then we say, we make an itirat. The rest of the year, we don't. But some people are careful with it to do it the whole year in case they eat something that dipped into a drink. Now that you are going to fry the potatoes, isn't that tabulo b'mashke?
Oil is not a drink.
That's your opinion. What is mashke? There is a ruling. Seven kind of things called mashke. Like seven liquids are called mashke. What are they? Wine, honey, oil, milk, dew, blood, water.
It's like the sin.
Shiva'a mashkim him.
Blood?
Yeah, blood is called mashke. Mashke for tum'ah.
Okay.
You don't, I'm not telling you how to drink it. Then, that means these are called mashke in the Bible. Therefore, oil is the Bulova Moshke. But the only thing, which oil is the Bulova Moshke?
Olive oil.
Only olive oil. It's the called Moshke. Uh-huh. The rest of oil are not.
Okay.
Then if they will have the French fried in olive oil,
then
there is a question to those that they do it. But different kind of oil, it's not the Bulova Moshke. Therefore, that doesn't need.
These are liquids that can transfer it to wine, in other words.
That's right.
Rabbi, so in other words, if someone would make any kind of a salad and they use the olive oil, even the roshal, it don't matter.
Yeah, anything.
We
need netila to some of things.
If you make a salad and you put olive oil in the salad, you're not dipping the salad.
You're throw it on there.
When you are putting it, it's
same
there.
Thing.
Same thing.
Same
thing. Yeah. All right.
No difference. This is, by the way, I'm saying because we're talking about this. Anyhow, there is no custom to say today. Anything that grows not out of the ground, that comes and we eat it, of course, bracha shekho, meat, fish, eggs, milk, all these are shekhol. Cheese. And if he did, say, Borei Pri Adama, even on meat, because some people tell you, after all, this comes from the animal. The animal grows from by the food that eats. It's not called Gedulo Min Haaretz. It's not called grows from the land. Still, they have to say, Shekhol. Now, they make many times out of the meat. They make kaftes, we call it. And the kaftes mixed many times with matzah meal. In order to hold it, they put nuts in it. They put flowers. What's the bracha? Still shiakol. Why? The main thing is not the... This is only to hold it.
Just to hold it together, yeah. Like a group.
No, so because the rule is, put a lot of flowers on something, even if it's a lot, you follow the flowers. That's when the flowers is also important that they use it for the flowers itself that they want to use. But here it's not being put to use the flower, only being put that will hold it together. Therefore, it's still shiakol. Now, what they call today chicken cutlet, all these in the
bread. That's
how they put bread in it. That's still shiakol. They call it Israel. It's a very popular meal, schnitzel. You know, schnitzel is a whole big thing over there. Many here today is becoming, if you know how to make it, they like it very much. You know better than me how they make a real cutlet. How do you use the cutlet?
She dips it in egg.
Huh?
She dips it in egg.
Yeah.
And then she dips it in matzo meal.
That's all?
That's it.
Yeah.
And fries it.
Somebody do it better.
Comes out very good.
Yeah. Doesn't come as tender as if you do it differently. You put a little mayonnaise in it.
Mayonnaise, yes.
That's what they do.
But mayonnaise, I
wouldn't even touch it.
You wouldn't know it's there, but
it'll
make it.
No,
you
wouldn't
even know it's there.
You put the mayonnaise on it.
Just makes it.
And they bread it with the.
Yeah,
or complex form or these things.
You mix
with
some
garlic. Then it comes tender, more tender. The more tender, the better it is. Anyhow, I know you are better cook than me.
I don't cook. I know I should make you, I don't do the cooking.
But I know you are a good cook, as they told me already. Things that they grow by itself from the land without planting, what bracha they say on it?
Shiakol.
Originally, mushroom used to grow by itself. Today, they plant it. Therefore, because today they plant it, they say, Adama. But if you go to countries that they don't plant it, and God, you'll have to say shiakol.
Oh, if you ate a wild mushroom, you would say shiakol.
And I don't know if you know what they call the kamaya in English.
Truffle.
Spell it?
T-R-U-F-F-L-E.
Truffle. I didn't know that. That's something new to me. We know kamaya is shiakol. That's just like potatoes. Anybody who will see it will tell you this is definitely Adama. The halacha is shiakol.
It's not plant, they grow so
yeah.
Well, they can't even see it. They got to think it's a delicacy.
Yeah,
delicacy.
They come from...
Dogville pigs.
They come from the Middle East.
Right.
They come out.
They also have them in France.
In France.
They grow in the mountains in France.
Yeah.
You say they about pigs, what do they have to do with
it? It's pigs and dogs to find
them. Really?
Basically. No, the brown color.
Yeah.
Well, you got the white one, you got the black one.
It was white. And there was silk in my white.
Absolutely.
It is here, they bring it.
They bring it from the Far East.
My father bought it about 6-7 years ago.
They bring it from the Middle East?
They bring it, they don't bring it anymore.
Not anymore. We used to import it.
Not anymore.
We used to import the shtoda. You know the shtoda bread? The shtoda, white kamaya, we used to import it.
No, I didn't know that.
We used to bring in
I never saw
30
my life
cases and then we shared them up. Oh, yeah.
Why did they stop bringing it? Because it's expensive?
No, I think we stopped bringing it. We stopped bringing it, I think, because it was just because we're coming from the Arab countries.
No demand, you mean?
We used to get it from Lebanon, but actually it was done, it was canned in Syria.
It's not only Syria, Turkey.
No, this came from Syria.
Yeah.
It's called Shtoda, it's the brand name. And we used to get it from somebody in Lebanon. We used to import 30, 40 cases, and then we shared them up. But then we stopped bringing it. I think we stopped because we felt it wasn't right.
Because of what?
We felt it wasn't right. We're giving money to Syria, so we said we wanted to go.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, I think that's why.
But after that, the prices went up like crazy. All the Sabbath used to be among some people one of the big items.
Zubar kamaya.
Oh, it's
delicious. Zubar kamaya. My wife used to make it. Beautiful. Or else we used to have the camellia in olive oil, and a little bit of olive oil, lemon juice, very delicious. We used to have it all the time.
Any food that it grows in a plant, in the potting, still you say the bracha just like going out of the gods. Doesn't matter. Sometimes potting, there is a hole under it, sometimes with that. Some people, they think only if there is a hole, then it's nourishing from the ground. Now, even if there is no hole, because anyhow, in this part also you have to put dust, which comes from the ground. But some of the things that you do today, you go in water without any
aquaponics
at all. No dust at all. Then this is shakur. Food. Or eating food, all of it is shakur. Because you can't say, it's only something that comes out of the ground. This doesn't come out of the ground. If a person goes, he doesn't know. He buys food, he doesn't know this. Going on water, like that. When he doesn't know, we follow the majority. The same, most likely, he's from the ground. He shouldn't come to thinking. The coconut. What's a bracha of coconut?
I
hate coconut. Coconut is a...
What about the water?
The water of the coconut, charcoal. But if you say you have the coconut and you have the water...
You get it.
You don't say one separate bracha on the water.
You say ice.
You say ice on the coconut, it covers
with it
for the water also.
Hello.
Did you hear that?
Word less speak.
You didn't hear?
The coconut.
Where have you
my
been?
Coconut. I'm yeah. Paying attention to him.
No. Look at me, Rabbi's warm boy.
at least I admit, Rabbi.
He's honest.
I said, the coconut, the bracha of the coconut, Rabbi Ayatz, the water of the coconut, shakur. But if you have the coconut and you have the water of the coconut, Rabbi Ayatz, as you say, on the coconut,
it
covers
the water of the coconut.
For the water.
No,
you don't say shakur on.
And the
water, if you eat, you
no,
have
if you don't it. Eat the coconut.
If you don't eat charcoal.
All one food.
But there are some books that said, if by mistake you said, well, up your eyes, it's good.
No
water
food.
Yeah, only one.
Because the water is grown on the tree.
Yeah. That's
the water is grown on the tree.
Chocolate. What's the behind the chocolate? Chocolate goes on. Again, if he said for the ayats,
you could probably
for father's duty. Now here are some labbas. What's the labbas? What is almonds and covered with?
Oh, sure, with sugar.
What do you say now?
Shakur becomes candy.
Now, really, some they say in the opinion they should crack it open.
So you see the nut.
Say the ice on the night on the nut. And charcoal.
No.
But if he can't, he wants to take it, then he will say charcoal.
Charcoal candy. Okay. Once it changes the form, it changes
that's
the form.
That's the custom what they do.
Yeah.
The same thing with the, you see, those apples that they cover them with sugar, if you eat from the apple itself, you say, alright. If you don't, only you eat it together with that. Again, if it's covered, it's the same thing as blabas.
Rabbi, someone give me an invitation for about this one. I forgot to bring it. I'm going to mention the date. One other day I'll bring it to you. Sha'alom. August 27th, Rosh Chodesh Elul.
August 27th, I'm sorry.
Okay, you'll be here. I just told you. I told you. I'll bring it to you. I said there's no way he's going
to
come.
August 27th, there's a wedding for me.
Well, this is in the morning.
He
told me when I wasn't working.
Oh, he told you. Okay.
He said, please don't.
He's making it
that I want you to be here. I said,
why
did
you make it out here?
We'll see.
He's not here.
His family, a lot of his families are there.
Huh?
A lot of his families are there.
Oh, yeah?
The whole family is working. Most of them.
Oh, doesn't he have family planning?
His friend, planning.
They're coming.
He went over there to Panama. Anyway, okay. Don't worry.
There is today a question of wine. In the earlier generation, the wine used to be very, very strong. And the halacha of the Gemara If you have wine with water, it's the proper thing is to put water in it. Yeah, as long as you put 3 parts water and 1 part wine, or even more, 4 parts water, still it's considered wine.
In the old
that is, yes, the strong wine. Because neither Mizika, that's water. Otherwise, it's harmful to have the wine itself. But today the wine is weak.
It's already 33%, 34%.
The wine is very, very weak. Even if there is no water, it's weak. And if the wine today mixed with water, the wine of today, differences of opinions between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Ashkenazim, even if there is majority water, they still apply to it the law of the earlier generations.
They go by the Tom? Or the looks?
That's right, the law would send you. Maran says no. If we have the majority water, would be Shakur according to Maran. Such a big difference between us and the Ashkenazim in this matter. And many times they come, all bottles of wine that mixed with water. They tell you, Rachabur Vagepen, and kasher for abakosot, for kiddush,
according to
that Maran is not good.
Whatever it says on it.
Huh?
You worry whatever it says.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it is really mixed with water, according to Maran, it's shakor. It's a big problem for us. And today, the grape juice, I don't know if it is mixed with water. Grape juice maybe is not mixed with water because it might spoil, I don't know. And therefore, maybe grape juice is better than the wine. The one, they mixed it
but
with
the grape
water.
Juice is not mixed. I think there's a little water in there.
They must put water, they must put water.
Opinion of Moran must be the majority wine.
The grape water, juice, yes. In the majority is water, probably.
How do you know?
Well, it depends on the wine.
You have to know.
It depends on the wine. It says on the bottle how much.
They tell you how much.
No, they tell you if it's diluted.
Most of the wine is made here about 60% wine.
60% wine?
Yeah.
So it's Hayayin, for sure Hayayin.
60 to 65%.
If 60 to 65 wine, then it's okay. What about you?
Now what happens if you pour the course and it's 3/4 full and then they add ice?
No, that's if you have it, you know, I mean, the wine, they don't put. They put from the cigar, they put just drops. Drops.
No, you know, some people put wine in it. Chill it.
What ask you?
Chill the wine. When the ice melts, now it became real mayim.
Yeah, it becomes diluted water.
By the time you make the beracha, how
you got to hurry up with the beracha. So what did you put the ice in for?
The ice was to cool
it. Didn't get a chance to cool
it. But it's said it has still wine. He's right when you said beracha before it gets cold. Drinking water. Sometimes you say beracha shakol, sometimes you don't say beracha at all. The rule is, the Mishnah said, Hashoteh mayim litzma'o mevarech shakol yado. If you drink water because you are thirsty, then it's a shakol. If you are not thirsty, because sometimes you drink it just to swallow something that you ate, or taking a pill. But even with other people, you are drinking water because you want to swallow the food. You are not thirsty. No beracha.
Really?
Yeah. That's why during meal they never say beracha on water. Because every time you eat during the meal, maybe you just drink the water. To take the food down. There is no beracha. But even during not the meal, you ate something and you take the water just to be able to swallow it, you don't say beracha. No bracha at all. Because Mishnah said, only Hashotei Mayim Litzma'o Mevarech Shakol. If not, that is only water. But if you drink another liquid, you take orange juice, even if you take it for pill, you're supposed first to say Shakol on the orange juice, and then take the pill and drink the juice. Because there is enjoyment of
orange juice.
Water, the enjoyment only when you are thirsty. Otherwise, there's no enjoyment at all. No value for the water at all. But the value only when you're thirsty. But drinks, you take beer, you take that, they do it for pleasure. Therefore, a person must say beracha on it, and then, because after all, you are enjoying it. You enjoy beer?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I'm sure all the time. If you drink beer, you enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, you don't drink it.
No, I don't. I once heard, Rabbi, you don't make beracha aharona on tea.
On tea?
Why?
Why we don't?
Hot tea or iced tea?
Hot tea.
Because not hot only tea. The rule is, when you drink something to say beracha aharona, you have to have rabi'it bevatahat.
Oh, one swallow?
Yeah, that's it. Once, rabi'it is 3 ounces. If you have 3 ounces of water that you drink at once, without stopping, then you say beracha aharona for sure. If you take little by little, you don't. Therefore, tea, you are drinking it, little by little.
Yeah, you can't take it
hot. So you do a hot coffee.
But iced tea you can take.
Iced tea, lemonade.
If you take it iced tea at once, you'll save to your call, if not, not. With some in the opinion among Ashkenazim, that you don't have to send for certain tea and coffee. Why? They say this is the kobekach, which means this that's is the way you're drink. Supposed to drink, and therefore you say. But we disagree. There is machloket in the books about it. If you say in a pashotana,
we you hold. If you say then you don't say that.
We hold. We agree with the opinion not to say in a pashotana. Some Ashkenazim they say in a pashotana after kofen.
Really?
This is sure the only thing. That. But in water, they also agree with us. If you drink, since the way is to drink it at once, you drink it not while it's drinking on the chal. This is the rule. Must have rabi'it bevatahat. 3 ounces at once. If you didn't have 3 ounces, many times people, they drink, they don't realize, they drink a little, they drink another little. If that little less than rabi'it, at a time, you don't say nefashot.
However, there's some people now, they have this water diet. They drink all these gallons of water a day. Yeah. That's where we see them, they have all water, not, they're all walking around with them.
If he's not thirsty, he doesn't say nefashot. If he's thirsty, he says, well.
Even though he's not washing anything,
that's
he doesn't drink water.
No. I like to have to drink 5 gallons
a day. Well, it's simple. He's taking it just for
the
diet
stone.
To be able to.
If someone's having orange juice with the pill, if someone's having orange juice with the pill, he says shahakol.
If he says shahakol first on orange juice,
first the orange
juice. Then
he
takes
drink orange juice, then he takes the pill, or could he take the pill and then drink the orange juice?
No, you can take the pill on that, but when you say shakol, you take orange juice by itself.
Oh, you have to
first
and then you have to start. So say, well, how the orange juice, not on the
pill. They make the beracha work.
That's good.
Yeah.
But the pill is shakol also,
no? You don't say shakol on pills. Is there any beracha on medicine?
But that's this one question. I'm saying, I'm saying I water. I'm saying no about medicine. Water. But sometimes you take... Okay. You take a pill, you take something.
Trevinus.
But something, you want to take something, candy.
Oh, yeah.
You're taking candy. On the candy, you say shakol. Even though you're taking it because of the medicine. Still, you say, you said by hand, that's right. You said by hand the medicine. It's something that you enjoy, there is taste to it. Only water that tastes less.
The white medicine, you say that? The kofta.
How about a kofta?
Vitamins, good question.
Vitamins, you are chewing something
candy.
That builds vitamins. If there is a taste of candy in it, you have to say shakol.
See?
If there is no taste to it, you don't say anything.
Now, the reason for not saying beracha on the tea is because you're sipping it. But now in sucking candy, let's say you don't actually bite into it, you just keep sucking it.
Yeah, but because the sucking candy is considered like food, it's solid. That's why it's not considered liquid. It's a good question. Now, as I said, now when we say if he takes something with the vitamins, it depends if there is taste to it or not. If there's no taste, again, you don't say anything. Same thing. Now the question is, if there is a sick man, and doctor said that he must take certain kind of medication, but that medication is unkosher.
Oh.
They take liver, I don't know, something.
Life or death?
If there's no other replacement for it.
Yes,
sometimes
take
I tell him you must take this medicine, which is unkosher. Which is he's allowed to take. There is many shloketer chanaatan. It's not forbidden to him to take. But the question, does he say beracha on it? or not. There's two different opinions.
Maran said, on
Maran said, he says beracha. But the halacha we say, mahloke, no beracha.
Why is it mahloke?
If you say it at the end, we will kill it.
It's a medicine.
Yeah.
Then there will be no beracha no matter what. But at the end, we will kill it. Why can he take the medicine?
We didn't say
that. What I'm saying, if you say that.
What do you mean?
It's unkosher.
Yeah.
Okay? He can take it.
He has some enjoyment out of it.
What he takes. Because he needs it for his health. He's
this
sick.
What
he needs
candy,
it for his
candy.
No.
I said just now, if you take even a medicine, you take vitamins, medicine, if there is a taste to it,
only
he has to say,
because that's non-kosher.
Even if it's non-kosher.
No, but it has a taste.
Now,
that's
first of all, without non-kosher.
Okay, but now we're talking about non-kosher.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Now, doctor said that he has to take it. And since he has to take it, it's mutar for him. Since it becomes mutar for him, should he say beracha or not?
And it hasn't.
Maran tells you this is mutar for him, this is not asur for him. Since it's mutar for him, he should say beracha.
If it has a taste.
Yeah, that's right. We're talking when there is a taste. Halacha is...
Give me an example of a medicine.
We don't say beracha.
What are they going to give me as a medicine? What kind of example can you give me as non-kosher medicine?
You said there are many, many pills that they give. There's liver, there's different things.
Oh, liver.
Gelatin. Yeah, gelatin. Some kind of made out of animals.
Fat.
Derived from the animals.
Fat.
Or fat.
What are those pills the guy takes in his heart?
Nitroglycerin.
Gelatin, too.
I think the
gelatin, that's right. If the sick man is taking it by doctor's order, and this is the medication that we know there is unkosher thing in it, should he say beracha or not? We tell him not. Even though there are two different opinions in the books.
Don't worry.
Okay?
That's only if it's tasty.
But one thing they all agree. If the food is kosher, but he eats it in a time that he's not supposed to eat the food.
No beracha.
No,
he eats it in time, he doesn't eat
the food. Like Kippur.
He eats it like Kippur.
Yeah, he has to say beracha. Before and after.
Sick man?
Since he's taking it because he's sick.
Oh, because he's sick. I didn't hear that
sick
part.
Man,
okay,
he
okay.
Sick
yeah,
man.
Sick man, yeah.
Just say the sick okay. Man. When do I say there's no beracha? If he takes something that's forbidden to eat, that's not kosher. But if the thing is kosher, this is when taking it because the time is not supposed to take it. There is beracha before and after. Kippur, a sick man, that he is ordered to eat by the doctor. That's really, otherwise he will endanger himself. All people that have heart troubles and so on, they eat. Now, they eat, of course we tell them to eat little by little, they come to ask the rabbi. Now, if they eat, they have to say beracha, even though it's not allowed to eat today. But for him, it is allowed. I had a man that had a very bad heart trouble. They came to me on Kippur and said, Rabbi, this man has a very bad heart trouble, he doesn't eat. He's endangering his life. Right after Musaf, I went to his house. Hello, how about you? How do you feel? I told his wife, did he eat today? He said, eat. He doesn't want to drink anything even. I said, okay, listen, make two glasses of milk. One for me, one for him. She bought. I said, if you drink and you don't cause me to drink because I'm okay, but if you don't, I will drink to show you that you're supposed to drink. So no, Hacham, I'll drink.
Beautiful.
Yeah. He drank, he said, Shachor, he drank the glass of milk, then I left the house.
Very good.
Well, to get him, to convince him that's how important it is for him to drink it, but I wish I went earlier. Right, sometimes he could be in danger, big danger. He's in a home now, he's over 95, 96.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, I'm talking something 30 years ago.
Wow.
But he is.
Still alive.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. This man would kill himself. His heart trouble was very bad, bad condition.
Leon Levy?
Huh?
Leon Levy?
Yeah.
I know him very well. He had seven heart attacks. And Bay Barkley went to his hands?
Yeah. I wasn't there on the parkway to his house.
Still living till today.
Yeah, he is in a...
I took a guess when you said heart condition. He had seven heart attacks.
If a person, people, they came to force him to eat. He doesn't want to eat.
Yeah.
They force him to eat.
Very cautious.
And really, there's enjoyment to his, the food that he eats. There is taste. Now, does he say beracha or not?
If you're forcing him to eat,
you're forcing.
I'm sure he's not going to say the beracha.
He's not going to say it.
I won't say the beracha. You won't be able to make me.
First it does him. If you don't eat, no.
I'll kill you?
Whatever it is, he's been forced. Man.
Yeah, you have to eat.
No, he doesn't say beracha. Okay. Good. I'm very glad to see that you people
it's
get
logical,
that idea. Okay. Some Ashkenazim, they come and say, what do you mean you say on Kofa Shakov? You don't say on Kofa Shakov. You know Kofa buds, where do you go?
Kofi with a tree.
Really? Then where Shakov?
Kofi beans, they changed the thing.
Yeah. Okay.
You take the bean and eat it.
Some say even a change still. Same. But we say Shakov, of course. But if not, then I've come in, what do I mention? In case you said for the eyes.
You'll be covered.
Yeah, it's covered.
Oh, very good.
This is the thing. Today, of course, you take the is dummy, you mix them together. Sugar with
the cigar done.
Yeah. How do you say?
Shekel.
You say it's still shekel, but the dummy is adama.
You don't see it. It's crushed, it's ground.
Okay, but I said an opinion, even if you crush it, still it's a beracha. But of course we say shekel. No, there's no question. But again, if you say the adama,
it covers.
Okay. Today there is something in Arabic they call it hal'un. Raha.
Raha?
Yes.
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 Oh,
how
we know?
What do you say? Malbe. Yeah, what do you do? They do it from starch.
Starch.
Starch and sugar.
And pistachio.
If they put pistachio.
Okay. Without pistachio.
That's fermenting the starch and the sugar.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you say shakol first. And then, what's raha? The last? Nepashal.
Sure.
But sometimes you make the raha from starch, wheat starch. If you make wheat starch, it's already is not charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat starch, mezonot. Are
you supposed to ask?
Most of raha today is starch that made from different things.
Like corn starch.
Corn starch, charcoal. But if they make it originally, the starch used to be made from wheat. And the model is to make it from wheat starch. If you make it with starch, that's mezonot. Because once you do it from grain, which is wheat or barley, you have the same as not. Yeah. Today, there is very popular food, falafel. Again, what do?
Beans.
If it is falafel, hummus, usually that's a falafel made from that. Then, of course, charcoal. That somebody tell you.
Green.
Why charcoal?
Green beans.
Should be adama. But again, we don't recognize it. According to some people, we should say adama. We don't. Yeah.
How about the apricot roll?
The what?
Apricot, mishmish, apricot, like the raha, the one they come with a roll.
Yeah.
This is 90% apricot.
Yeah.
But it's candy.
Not 100%.
So, but it's candy now.
Yeah.
So what do you say, ayat or
what do you think? We mentioned that last week.
I wasn't here. But charcoal, because it's candy.
Charcoal. Not because of candy, because it's already mashed.
Change
you don't
the
recognize it. It's what it is. Mainly the apricot.
Apricot.
It's sun-dried.
Yeah.
They dry it. In the Middle East, that's what they do. They dry it like sun-drying raisin today and so on. Oh. This is sun-dried. Sun-dried is all mashed and dried. Therefore, charcoal.
What did we say about popcorn this week?
About what?
Yeah, popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
Okay, some they say adama, we say charcoal.
We say charcoal.
Yeah, if you say the adama, it's covered. It's good, you brought up this question. Cashew, this is, people make a mistake. Huh?
The ice.
That's your.
Some people tell me Adama.
Why?
Adama.
Because she grows on tree.
And someone said he saw the tree.
It's an eye. Definitely.
So why
you see the tree? But
why
still
why
Adama.
Is Adama?
We, they know that it goes on the tree.
Wait a minute. Adama. It's the only peanut they said you say, oh, it's on this peanut.
Yeah,
it's
the same thing with cashew.
I'm saying the only kind of nut. Did you say
it doesn't grow? It doesn't grow on the tree like the banana does.
Cashew is Adama.
Why? You had this argument
but it
this morning. It doesn't grow a new tree like the banana does.
You brought in the encyclopedia, Raymond. Remember
it's,
that?
It's,
you brought in the encyclopedia.
It's not like the Tzilaf. No. You know the Gemara, the encyclopedia. He brought it to show you why. Adama. That's the opinion of him over there. But they discovered it. They used to say, I saw the Tana. Only I told them, they're wrong. They should say Adama.
Why?
And then they brought it. Because there is different kind of food in that things of the cashew. It's not the only thing.
I mean, is it the byproduct? The cashew is the byproduct.
That's right.
Really?
Where they put it? Where they put it?
Evidently, it's not grown for the cashew itself. There must be other products that grow the tree for, and this is the byproduct, like the visited, in other words.
The leftover.
There is.
There
is some people. They take an egg. Raw egg, and they drink it.
Yes.
Now, what beracha they say?
Hatanim. Shakot.
Hatanim?
For the voice.
It depends. Sometimes you say shakot, sometimes you say nothing. Mainly, they used to take it for the voice. It's very good for a person's throat. But the people used to take it
for
the throat.
It's also for the guys who lift weights.
I remember
strong.
My father, Alav Shalom, used to take the egg straight from the chicken.
Yeah,
after she lays out the egg, then it's still warm. You take it, and you have to just like cook. You take it, then get it, it's very good for health.
Cholesterol.
Eggs like, I remember they used to buy. They used to buy the eggs that everyone has triple yolk.
So why don't have now?
Triple. Every one egg, there was three yellows in it. We used to take it and they take two eggs, six yellows. Shema Israel today. Hey, nobody.
Nobody eats an egg today.
Nobody bothers. Today we don't take even one egg in a blue moon. I don't know, a few people eat, but I don't eat.
But the white, so no. Only stuff. The white.
One egg out of the yellow.
How do you like it?
Side up.
No. In the morning.
Three eggs.
Fourth egg.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
More fried.
Yeah.
And water. You sunny side up.
And I don't know.
Burn
it. Side up.
Okay.
Sunny side up.
But she
turned over.
Now, when a person takes an egg, he knows he takes it for health. But he doesn't like it because it doesn't say any beracha. But if he doesn't really, he enjoys it. Yes, it is a shekel. And it's, of course, boiled egg, soft boil, and there's no question that there is a bracha on it. Because this everybody does, make me some. I remember, I went once with Joe Bracha, Joe Mubora, that's a stubborn man. He tells the man in the store, I want soft boiled egg. Okay, the man forgot it, but they put it more. They know already. What does it mean? Soft boiled, 3 minutes. Medium, 4. Hard, 5 minutes. He came, he gave it to him, said, sorry. I asked you for soft boiled. This is not so. You were supposed to watch it for 3 minutes. You gave it to me more. I don't want it. To make me another one. He made him another one. He wants it soft boy. He doesn't want it more. They know exactly. Now, of course, they enjoy it. So, of course, there is no question that there is beracha. And, of course, there is also nefashot. The question, there is no rega'it.
Mm.
An egg, there is no
rega'it. Two eggs.
Some they tell you, listen, this is a complete one, like Briya, that you have to say in Peshat. Some say no. Since there is Mahalokit, of course we don't say Biracha, then you will have, if you take two of them, you will say Peshat. Otherwise there isn't. Oh, yeah. They ask me always about chewing gum. This is a question I was asked many times over here. First of all, they tell me, Rabbi, the chewing gum is kosher or not? All this what they sell in the market. What do you call them? Wiggly? I told them.
It's supposed to be kosher. It doesn't have a kid on it, but it does have a kid.
Oh, okay, good. I was asked once in school, and they were assembling, and they were asking all kinds of questions. They said, Rabbi, the chewing gum is kosher or not? I said, I don't give kashrut, but I don't see anything wrong with chewing gum. Who went all over the city. I said, it's kosher. Okay, but I told them, be careful. I took chewing gum, the plain chewing gum. There is some chewing gum that's coated, like a jelly and that definitely needs a kashrut already, because you don't know what there is in it. But the plain chewing gum, but with a little sugar on it, you say beracha shakol because of the sugar. You enjoy that. But the chewing gum itself,
you don't swallow it. No,
nothing. And therefore, I don't see anything wrong. And the children came to someone that wanted to create troubles, you know, instigate. He called up Yerushalayim. He told one young man over there, do me a favor, go and ask Hacham Avadia if the chewing gum is kosher or not. And he heard it from the young man that he was called and was asked him. And he went to Hacham, yeah? He said, Hacham, a mastic, they call it mastic.
Mastic,
right?
Yeah.
Mastic, mutar le'echol? Mutar. So, Rabbi, Hacham, yeah, goyim asim et ze. En alav kashur. Amati l'cha mutar, ma ato shara pa.
Hello, no question.
Then, because when he came here, this young man, he's telling me the story. He didn't know that I was involved. That wanted to instigate it to go to ask, that wanted to create problems. He thought maybe there is, would show differences of opinion between me and Hacham Avadia. I told him there is no need to look for the kashrut for that. Anyhow, but as I said, those that they coated and that, definitely not. But if there is here sweetness in it, he says she'll call. If not, there's nothing, no beracha at all.
How did the rabbi know you were with
the one?
How did the rabbi know about Yosef know about this?
He just asked him a question.
He said it on his own.
He didn't know that.
He came and told the story.
The rabbi didn't know it.
The
boy came and told me.
That he went to the rabbi.
Yeah. Because they told him. He didn't know what's happening here. Somebody called him, told him, go and ask the rabbi this question.
Yeah.
I understood Rickley Rickley's headache. She was going to put it on the back.
They said a very announcement, Rickley's is not kosher, and we all question why it's not kosher. I don't know. 2 months later,
said, how long the sugar free gum? No beracha?
The what?
Sugar free.
Saccharin.
Sugar free?
Yeah.
There is any sweetness in it?
No.
Yeah, but saccharin.
They still have some.
No sugar. Said there is sweetness.
The flavor? Something.
You don't taste it?
No sugar.
No sugar.
But there's not sugar, not sugar, but there's substitute.
Sweetener.
There's substitute, so, something. Yeah. There is some sweetness of something. Sure, he says the beracha. Now, vegetables. There's some vegetables that you eat them raw, sometimes cooked. What beracha do you say in it? What do you eat it raw or what do you eat it cooked?
Same.
Depend on the vegetables. Some vegetables, they are edible both ways. We have it, all vegetables.
Carrots.
Many of the vegetables today, you can eat them raw and cook, of course, the same beracha. Celery. They cook it and raw. Because edema, no question about it.
Broccoli.
Pepper. Green pepper.
What's broccoli?
Lettuce. Not lettuce.
No lettuce.
There is some kind of similar to lettuce.
Cauliflower.
Huh?
Cauliflower.
No. Cauliflower, you don't eat it raw.
Yes, you do.
Of course you do.
No, you don't.
Of
Cauliflower? Absolutely.
You eat it pickled. They don't eat it all.
No, no. They eat it raw.
You go to a fair, you got it right in the tongue.
And thousands of white cauliflower.
It doesn't go in.
I mean, at this time, I'm not here.
They change it now.
I love it. Delicious.
So what kind of lettuce he's had?
Long ago, they didn't.
Roman lettuce? Romaine? No. There's no lettuce and lettuce.
Not the lettuce that we have
cabby,
today.
Cabbage.
You eat raw, huh?
Cabbage?
They could eat cabbage raw.
No, I don't think you eat cabbage.
Why not? Yeah, that make it.
You're making a salad out of it.
Why not? Why?
Coleslaw.
Yeah, but that's already changed. It's still out of that.
And also, if you have a...
But there are some vegetables, usually, the usual...
Cook them.
But cook. Sure. And you eat it raw, then you don't say adama. You say charcoal. If you eat it cooked, adama. Or something the opposite. You eat it raw. You cook it, charcoal. Unusual to cook it. But if the, as I said before, raw and cooked, you say adama on both of them.
Green beans.
Green beans,
you can
eat it raw and cooked.
What?
Green beans.
Green beans, they eat it raw.
Sure. They put it in salad.
Green beans. Fowler.
Yeah, fowler.
I never saw.
I don't know. Yeah, I've ate raw, my wife.
Beans, yeah. Beans.
No, beans, you can eat raw,
they eat it raw.
Yeah. The only one you don't eat raw. You don't eat raw.